This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, as Michigan becomes the 24th right-to-work state in the country, there is new attention being paid to wages and benefits. Yesterday, we looked at how a raise of just a few dollars an hour might affect a worker. Today, we look at how that raise can ripple across the economy. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark reports.
This story starts with a guy named Jonathan.
My name is Jonathan Smith.
Who worked at a movie theater chain where he made just above minimum wage, $7.75 an hour. Lived in a cramped apartment with roommates, rarely had enough money for gas, so he didn't go out much.
It was tough scraping by. I was kind of just stuck in my apartment.
But say Jonathan's employer, the movie theater chain, had given him a raise to what economists call a living wage.
A wage sufficient for a family to be able to make their ends meet, to just cover the basics.
That's Amy Glassmeyer, a professor at MIT who created a living wage calculator for different parts of the country, the bare minimum you'd need to pay rent,
health care,
basic groceries,
transportation.
Nothing fancy. In a big city, the living wage for a single person's about $12 an hour, about $4 more than Jonathan Smith was making at the movie theater. Of course, that extra money would have been nice for Jonathan, but the money doesn't just grow on trees, says Bob Polin, an economist at University of Massachusetts.
Yes, the money does have to come from somewhere.
And the most likely place for that money to come from?
Price increases. Essentially, what we're talking about with a price increase is a transfer of money to the low-wage workers from people who are the consumers.
Worst-case scenario, those consumers stop spending money at that business because prices get too high and workers get laid off. Best-case scenario, the business makes more money because workers are happier and more productive. And don't forget, those workers are consumers, too, now with more money to spend. And that brings us back to Jonathan Smith, the guy who worked at the movie theater chain. It never did raise his pay. Eventually, he quit and got a job at Trader Joe's, which prides itself on offering a living wage. One of the first things Jonathan did when he got his new paycheck?
I'm a big cinephile, so I started going to the Arclight.
That's a movie theater in L.A. Once he made more money, he could spend it at the kind of place where he used to work. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.